think last week we were talking about a very unfortunate child of a person becomes a bar bas mitzvah in the middle of avelus. So whether the avelus begins at that point, and whether we say that once the avelus didn't kick off, then it doesn't begin. So we pointed out to machlekes and rishonim, la halacha we passed him a kula, that the avelus does not begin. The only exception being that yud beis chodesh, the person becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of the year, so then he would take on for the duration of the year, he would take on the halachas of yud beis chodesh. Yud beis chodesh is not really yuchas avelus; is really more of a kibud avim type of halacha. But avelus per se is started at the time of the kvura. Those who are available at the time to begin avelus begin avelus. Those who are not available, or not halachically available, would not start avelus. So we pointed out at the end of the shiur last week that the implication of this machlekes rishonim is that there is no chinuch for avelus. The whole shaila is whether the child after bar mitzvah becomes obligated to observe avelus. But pre bar mitzvah, the assumption of all the rishonim was that no, that there's no din of avelus whatsoever. And the question is, why should that be so? What happened to the lachas of chinuch? So notwithstanding the view of the Rosh and Ram Rutenberg, who are clearly assuming that there's no chinuch for avelus, there are takas and mishayim all there is. Some rishonim say there is chinuch for avelus. Why should it be any different than any other mitzvah? So the simple reading of the Gemara is that not that way. The simple reading of the Gemara is that there is no chinuch. One of the rais that's brought is, the Gemara says in Maseches Makoton, if a child loses a relative, so then we tear kriya to the child, we have to rip kriya on the clothing of the child. And the Gemara says, we pray agmas nefesh. The reason is, not because the child is chayav in kriya, not mikra din, not mitam chinuch, but in order just to get everybody else agitated. It just adds to the tragedy, gets everybody else all worked up. To Nebuch to see the child walking with his ripped clothing. So the Rishonim of Medayek, from the fact that the Gemara says with Pneag Mas Nefesh, it sounds like it's not a real chiyuv. It's for us. It's not for the child. It's not for the child's chiyuv, because the child presumably is not chayav. So it sounds like there's no chinuch for these kinds of halachas and avelus and kriya, etc. So the sub Rishonim would respond, no, that Gemara is talking about the child is under the age of chinuch. The kid's 3 years old. But the child is 12, so then Ruchinam, would be chinuch. The requirement that tekri would be a real halacha, wouldn't just be mipnei agnes nefesh. So you can't tell exactly from the Gemara. So it's not exactly clear from the Gemara itself is there chinuch for avelus or not. So most of the Rishonim are assuming not. That was our discussion from last week. There's one opinion of the Rishonim that maintains that yes. But chor, it's difficult to understand the way we pass the halacha that there's no chinuch for avelus. The question is why not? Why should avelus be any different than any other mitzvah? So Shach suggests that maybe the reason is because one of the dinim of avelus is an issue of Talmud Torah, and an avel is not allowed to learn Torah. So what would that mean if we would say that there's chinuch for avelus? That would mean you have to keep the kids home. You couldn't send the kids to yeshiva. The kids couldn't learn Torah for all week. So we don't take that lightly. The verse says that in mevatlin tinerkel shebeis rabban, afilu binyan beis hamikdash. The verse says that even if you have to build the beis hamikdash, you don't close school. We close school for snow, for ice, but not for the binyan beis hamikdash. You don't close school because they mevatlin tinerkel shebeis rabban. So the Shach writes that if we're going to insist on chinuch, so it's going to backfire for us. We're going to be mechanech the children not to learn for a week. So that's not right. Eloi, you should be mechanech them partially. You know, they should walk around with ripped clothing, and they should walk around without wearing the shoes. And it's all nothing. Either we insert the whole package of avelus or not. So since we have an agenda that we don't want to close the school, we don't want to send the children home from school. So therefore, Chazal said it's more important for the child to learn for the week or cheder for the week rather than you should observe a chinuch of avelus. So others suggest that some more lamdish reason why there's no chinuch. That may shach's not lamdish. It's a different reason. That some suggest that what's the whole goal of chinuch? The whole goal of chinuch is to mechanech the child so that when he turns bar mitzvah, he should go to the mitzvahs. So we train our children before the bar mitzvah to start to put on tefillin. We train our children to hear Kiddush. We train our children to hear the Megillah so that when the right time comes, they should observe the mitzvahs properly. So one could argue that it's like a little bit of an uptick, a tiftach philosophy. We're going to train a child to do a veil. So we're going to really train you well how to sit shiva, because hopefully in a few months from now you sit shiva again. That's not right. Because the whole idea of the whole idea of chinuch is to get the child into the swing of things, to get him into proper training. So we hope Bila Mavuslan heads up. We hope it's not going to be a real mitzvah of avelus in the future. So we're trying to avoid avelus. We don't want to get the kid trained how to sit shiva properly. That's what some acharedim write. So even though we assume halacha for either the shach's reason, it's a fancy reason, why there's no chinuch, even though we assume that way halacha, there's a further question to pose. What if it's not a question of avelus the yochim, it's avelus the rabim? So we have certain halachas and certain minhagim that are called avelus the rabim. The fourth Berakh of Yivamis coins that term. Avelos the Rava means those halachas and menhagim that are associated with the Churban. The fact that we observe a quasi Avelos around Tisha B'Av time, Midin de Gemara, there's a din called Shavuot Shechabot Tisha B'Av, and then we have menhagim that extended to, there's some halachas from Rosh Chodesh, and then menhagim from Rosh Chodesh, menhagim from the 3 weeks. So that whole picture of quote unquote Hulchas, menhagim Avelos for the Beis HaMikdash, where does Chinuch fit into that picture? Does that make sense to be mechanech the children for that? So maybe one could argue, maybe it depends on the reasons. Maybe a whole that is based on, we don't want to be mevatel the kids from Torah, under this. So that means, we'll tell the children not to do certain things. We'll tell the children not to eat meat during the 9 days. It's not going to impact on the learning Torah. They'll go to a seum like everybody else goes. So that's not going to be such a big impact. Whereas if you hold that the idea why we don't want to have chinuch is because we hope and pray that we'll never have to have avelos, maybe one can argue that you can be mechanech the 8-year-old kid to observe the 9 days. That's a terrible message. You're saying to the kid, let's get you trained how to observe the 9 days, because in 5 years from now, you can also observe the 9 days. That's not the message that we want to tell. We want Bila, we hope, hey, we're going to make this. There won't be any more avelos. So that, l'chayr, should be a question. So most of the folks can assume that there is, at least to some degree, there is chinuch on the avelos to rabbim. So even though on avelos to yochid, maybe not, on avelos to rabbim, there is. That's what we try, that once the kids are gila chinuch, we try to hold them back from doing certain activities. Those things that we wouldn't do as adults, during the 9 days or 3 weeks, we try to hold the children back from doing, at least to some degree.
Child might be very upset if you just tell
them
to go to school like normal.
Okay, so that, you know, it becomes a psychological assessment. Sometimes the correct thing to do, you know, education and psychological, is to tell them to stay home. Maybe it would be more productive for them to stay home, be with the family. That may be true. But in terms of purely halachically, so then there's no chiyuv. We pass in shkorot, there's no chiyuv of avelos. So we pretty much finished the unit in terms of. Kaddish is Shalkutzef. Again, according to many, that was the original Tekon of Kaddish, because the real thing is that the Avos Shadam for the Yomud, so he'll say the Heish Meram, we might say that, well, if you have a kid under Bar Mitzvah, kid not for the Yomud, so the answer to the Kaddish for that. So we finish in a certain sense a unit of Avelos, in terms of how to calculate the days, and how they make Cheshbaitis, makes Yom Kekulos, and the 7 days, and all the different things we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. Now we move on to the next part of Avelos, which are really the Isurei Avelos themselves. It means what? Fatachas. Once we have a guy who's an Avel. So we know he's sitting Shiva, we know he's an Avel, we got the whole thing down pat, we know exactly who, what, where. Now the question is, well, Maisa, what is he not allowed to do? What is he allowed to do, what is he not allowed to do? So we have a whole list of the Isurei Avelos. So the first of the Isurei Avelos that we'll talk about is the Isur of Asiyas Malacha. The Gemara says in Ma'ikotan that an Avel is not permitted, during the week of Shiva, is not permitted to do Malacha. So we'll have to see what that means exactly. Is that the model of Shabbos, of Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, a different model, see as we go along. But the first question is, where did this come from? How do you know an Avel, where does any of this come from? How do you know that an Avel can't do Malacha? So the Gemara in Ma'ikotan quotes a Pasuk, V'afachti chageichem la'evel. It's a Pasuk in Novi, which is Amos, one of the Teresa are. V'afachti chageichem la'evel. That Varsham gave us a nevuah, it's a bad nevuah, that Rosh Hashanah turn our Yom Tovim into days of mourning. Chayechem Evel. So the Gemara has a comment. The Gemara says, oh, the kind of Shehukash Evel Chag. You see that the Navi is comparing, it's not just saying there's going to be sad days coming, but they're going to be like Yom Tovim. So Ma Chag Asa B'Malacha, Evel Asa B'Malacha. Just as Yom Tov is Asa B'Malacha, so too on Avelos as an Isra B'Malacha as well. And the Gemara says even further, Ma Chag Shivas Yomim, just as a Chag is generally 7 days, it's Pesach is 7 days, and Sukkos is 7 days, so Shmini Atzeres is the 8th day, that's a Yom Tov for the Atzmo, but the definition of a Chag, normally Chag is 7 days, so Ma Chag Shivas Yomim, Av Evel Shivas Yomim. The Gemara asks the Kasha, but we have a Chag that's only 1 day, Shavuos is only 1 day, so Shmini Atzeres, we assume it's also called a Chag, that's a Machlikis in Minhagim. The Ramah quotes Minhag, Yenuchas Tefillah Shmini Atzeres, that you should just say it's Yom Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. You shouldn't say, you know, Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, because we don't find that Shmini Atzeres is called the Chag in the Chumash. So the later post can point out, and that's not true, and it's not called explicitly a Chag, but it's in Tarshu Bapeh, it is referred to as a Chag. So we have a concept of a Chag, of a one-day Chag. Or Rosh Hashanah, Bekesel, Yom Chageinu, it is called the Chag. So Gemara says, what do you mean that Ma Chag Shivas Yomim, Af Evel Shivas Yomim? That's not true. We have chagim that are only one day. The Gemara says, no, you're right. The Gemara says that ma chag shivas yom af avel shivas yomim, ma chag yom echad af avo yom echad. Just as there's a chag of one day, there's an avel of one day as well. What's the avel of one day? The mikzas yom kakulo that spoke about Shmur Rechaika. The Gemara says that every once in a while, if a person gets a message 6 months later that a relative died and was buried, so then they don't observe avelus for a whole week. 7 days, rather they observe only one day, and that one day gets translated to be mixed up with gula, so they sit down before they take off the shoes for a minute and shine. So the Gemara says that din of Shmur Rechaika is also patterned after Chag. So there are two halachas that are learned out from this pasuk. Ma Chag is usually 7 days, Avelus is also usually 7 days, and just as Chag, once in a while, on Shavuos, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Shmir Atzeres, you have once in a while, you have a Chag, that's one day, so Ma Chag Yom Echad, Af Evel Yom Echad as well. So you have both of these models in Halacha, which are compared to Chagim, to Yom Tovim. The question is, just how serious do we take this drasha? So it's a Pasuk, so it sounds like it's a really serious drasha. On the other hand, it's not Pasuk Chumash, Pasuk Navi. So how do we understand Shad in this drasha? So the Gemara in Maseches Maikotan seems to say that the Isser, well, it seems like Maseches says that the Isser for an Avel to do Malacha is only an Isser mit Rabbanan, even though it's a Pasuk. This Pasuk apparently is only an Asmachta mi Alma. This Pasuk is not really not an absolute din that an Avel is also in Malacha for 7 days. There is no such Halacha. It's only in mit Rabbanan, across Machta mi Alma. The Gemara says this in contrast to Chol HaMoed, which we know is also a very, very complicated sugya. The Gemara seems to say, this is at least one of the rites that some of the Rishonim bring, the Gemara is comparing and contrasting the Isurim Melach of Chol HaMoed and the Isurim Melach of Avelos. So the Gemara says, well, Chol HaMoed, that's a Diraisa. Avelos, that's only a Dirabonim. So both of those statements are highly controversial. What do you mean? Chol HaMoed is really a Diraisa? That's a big, big question. What the Gemara meant with that statement? And Avelos is a Dirabonim, really? Is that true? That Avelos is only a Dirabonim? So it's a big machlekes of Rishonim. How to reap shine that line to Gemara? The Gemara says that the Isurim Melach on Avelos is only a Dirabonim. So if you remember, when we introduced the Dinim of Avelos, we quoted in Big Machlekes and Rishonim, where the Hilchos Avelos is Deraisa Derabanan. Where do these Yisurim come from? The Avel's got to take off his shoes, and he can't learn, and he can't give shalom, and he can't wash his clothes. Where do all these things come from? So there's a big, big, big Machlekes and Rishonim, what the source for all of these halachas is. So many of the Rishonim, Taisus and the Rosh, and we assume the Ramon, the Shach, the later Ashkenazi Poskim, all right, is all Mid Derabanan. The Gemara says that Moshe Tikkulam Yisrael Shivisim Avelos. The whole thing is Midrabanan. It's a very, very old Derabanan. It's about as old as you can get. It goes back to the days of Moshe Beinu, but it's still a Derabanan. So according to Taisus in the Rosh, that the Issa for the Avel to learn is Derabanan, the Issa for him to wear shoes is Derabanan, the Issa to do Malach is Derabanan, everything is Derabanan. From day one to day seven, the whole thing is all Midrabanan. So then the Gemara makes a lot of sense when the Gemara says that the Issa Malach is Derabanan. The same way everything else is Derabanan, the Issa Malach is Derabanan. But according to those Rishonim who hold that there are dinim of avelus mideraisa, that an avel min haTorah is not allowed to wash himself, is not allowed to wear shoes, he's not allowed to give shel l'shol, not allowed to learn. If those are dinim mideraisa, how could the Gemara come off and say yafachti chagechem le'evel is only mideraisa? How could the Gemara say the yisum malach is only mideraisa? So Tosfos in Maikotan quotes the following pshar, the following compromise, that maybe there's a difference within the hilchos avelus. That even those who maintain that Avelos is Deraisa, not all the Yisurim are Deraisa. Some of the Yisurim are Deraisa, some of the Yisurim are Derabanan. How do you know which is which? So Taisus, you have to look really carefully in the Sukkim. Look carefully in the Psukkim to see which are only Midrabanan. So Taisus claims that even if you're from the biggest Machmirim, that Avelos is Deraisa, the Issa Malach is Echad Derabanan. The Issa Malach is not on par with everything else. It's Asmachta, Posik from Treasar. It's not a real Din Deraisa according to anybody. And the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam Ruchas Avol writes that the Rambam was of the opinion that Avelos is Deraisa, the basic prohibitions are Deraisa, and the Rambam says, and what are those prohibitions? That he can't wash his clothes, and he can't wash his body, and he can't wear shoes, and he can't learn, he can't say Shal Shal, or what we call Dilchas Avelos, and then the Rambam throws in, and by the way, Malacha also, the Rambam, I think 11 things, if I'm not mistaken, the Rambam points out, there are many, many different multiple Isurim for an Avel, and the Roma Deraisa. So what does the Rambam do with the Gemara? The Gemara says explicitly that it's only Midirabana. So according to Tosfos, all of Avelos is Derabanan. According to the second day in Tosfos, at least Malach is Derabanan. But according to the Rambam, that everything's Deraisa. Even Malach is Deraisa. So what happened? How in the world could the Gemara say that, no, it's okay, the Issa Malacha for Novel is only Derabanan. Chalamoy, yeah, that's Deraisa. Malacha, Beshman, nothing so serious. It's only Midirabanan. So the answer is obvious that the Rambam holds that that Gemara is not referring to what we call Yom Rishon. Even according to the Rambam, who holds that Avelus is Deraisa, that's only on the Yom Rishon. It's only on the first day of Avelus. What does that mean practically? Let's say a person dies on a Sunday morning and they're buried Sunday afternoon. That's what's called Yomiso Kvura. When you have a day that's both Yomiso Kvura, then and only then is there Avelus mit Deraisa. If you have a person's buried on Sunday and then the Avelim want to have a Shiloh on Wednesday, that's Avelus mit Derabbanan. Even the Rambam agrees that the institution of Shiva, the Gemara of the Feirish, Moshe Tikalam Yisrael, Shiva Simei Avelus. It was a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu makes a takana that's only mit Derabbanan, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells you what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's Deraisa. Just because a din existed back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, that does not make it more than a regular Derabbanan. That's what the Rambam writes in his introduction to Bereshit Mishnayos, that historically it doesn't really matter which base they made any particular din Derabbanan. The Rambam writes that Yeshua ben Nun and Rav Ashi had the same koach in halacha. That if the takana was made by Yeshua and if the takana was made by the Chacham Gemara, is just as binding. There's a mamash no difference. That's why 99% of the dinim derabanan, we don't have a clue who actually made them. We have every sugi in the Gemara, we have 100 dinim derabanan. You can't do this, you can't do that, you have to do this. There are a lot of dinim derabanan. The Gemara very, very rarely tells us who made the takana. Every once in a while, the Gemara will tell us, Yeshua made that takana, Ezra made that takana, David Melch made that takana, and the Beis and Rabbi Danasi made that takana, and Rav Gamliel Hatzachah made that takana. Every once in a while, the Gemara will just, you know, fill in a little bit of a historical, you know, anecdote as to who made the takana. But the Rambam writes, the reason why the Gemara doesn't tell us too often is it really doesn't make much of a difference. Sometimes it makes a difference. Once in a while, it makes a difference in terms of whether it could be Batal the Gzeira, Beis and God B'chof of Minyan. You know, sometimes it's important to know who made the takana. But 99% of the time, it doesn't really make much of a difference. The Gemara doesn't tell us things that don't make much of a difference. So we don't really care who made the takana. So even if Moshe Rabbeinu made the takana, it's still been the Rabbanan.
Who said on the first day when there's a kavur, the first day?
So that, the Rambam says that's their eyes. So that's Minatora. The Rambam says when the Nisa Kavura, that together is Minatora. So according to the Rambam, that all the Surah Avelos are with their eyes. Melocha, with Rechitza, with Tzicha, with Tashamit, everything's their eyes. Be it on the first day. So when the Gemara says that an Oval is not allowed to go to work with the Rabbanan, that means after the first day. It's on the first day, the Ram says, Tachad is also min HaTorah. So we have three shittas in the Rishonim about the Isser, Malacha for an Oval. Where did it come from? We don't know anything about it yet. We don't have any of the details yet. But where did it come from? Anani Mili. So according to Taizim the Rosh, it was made up by the Rabban. It was made up with the Rabbanan, Meshe Rabbeinu. It's purely with the Rabbanan, no deraisa whatsoever. And then the Eidia Shlomo Taisa says, even if Avelus for other aspects is deraisa, for Malacha is for sure with the Rabbanan. And then the Rabbah writes, no, it's Mamash with deraisa. The Gemara calls it the Rabbanan. The Gemara was talking about post the first day. On the first day, it's a real McCoy, it's a real Issa deraisa. So different opinions. Doesn't make much of a difference for us. The Maisa, the Din is applies anyway, the Raisa, the Rabbanan. So we have to understand what are some of the parameters, what are some of the details that govern this this halacha. So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Ma'akatam that there's a prohibition for an Aval to do malacha. And the Gemara says, even if a person is very poor, and he has very, very little money, so if you're going to tell him not to go to work, it's going to make things very, very hard for him. The Gemara says, tough, that's the responsibility of the community, has to step up to the plate and help him out. We don't want the ani to violate the halachas. Same way, if a guy's an ani, he can't work on Shabbos, can't work on Yontif, can't work on Cholmar, can't. So whatever he's got to do, he's going to do. Whatever he can't do. And then the community has to help him out, and that's the mitzvah tzedakha. So the Gemara says, the favorite that an ani can't work when he's in Avelus either. And then the Gemara has the following line. The Gemara says that Avel Kol Shiva is not allowed to do malacha. Afilu ani ha-mispan is minat tzedakha, afilu ani ha-chazal psachim. And then it says in the Gemara, but that's only true for the first 3 days. After the first 3 days, so then if it's really necessary, then the person can go to work. That's what the Lashon Gemara is. So there's Machlekes and Rishonim, how to read that distinction between the first 3 days and the last 4 days. We've already seen that distinction in other areas of Allah. The first 3 days are considered to be the most chomer of the Avelus. That's what the Gemara says, you may bechi. The first 3 days are the days of crying, and the last 4 days are the days already of Nechama. So we know that the first 3 days are Mechama. We saw that a little bit in some of the sugyas of the person who comes in the middle of Avelus, those kinds of dinim. So the first 3 days are a category in halacha. And here the Gemara seems to say we can chisel away a little bit at the Issa Malacha after the first 3 days. So there's a Machlekes and Rishonim what that means. So the Rashbam says that what the Gemara means is that the Issa Malacha only applies for 3 days. That's it. Meikra din, if a guy is stuck, has got to work, he's allowed to go to work after 3 days. Finished. So all the other Rishonim say, what? So, but the Gemara just said that, If a guy's got to go to work, he's allowed to go to work on Sukkot, he's allowed to go work on Pesach. What kind of thing is that? He says, just because the guy wants to go to work, that's a good business deal, he's allowed to go to work, and after the first 3 days, it doesn't make any sense. So all the Rishonim reject the Rishbam. All the Rishonim say what the Gemara meant was like this: if the guy's an Ani, if the guy's an Ani, I'm his partner's Metzadok, he doesn't have a penny to his name, so we really should have done away with the whole list of Avelos for him. We should have told him, that was such a Rachmanis, the person, let him go to work and stop being, you know, be Matriach Tzibor. So we really should have lifted the whole list of Avelos, the Issa Malacha for him. But Chazal didn't want to do that. They wanted him also to observe a little bit of Avelos, even vis-a-vis Malacha. So when it came to the Ani and the finest Matzadaka, they made the split between the first 3 days and the last 4 days. So after the first 3 days, all right, you guys had Ani anyways. Nebuchadnezzar, it's not a penny to his name, and it's after the first 3 days anyway. Zolzheim, we'll let him go to work. But for a regular guy, he wants to make a few bucks. Chas Shalom, you're not allowed to go to work during the whole week of Shiva. That's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. The Shabbam sheet is not quoted. It's not even halacha divrei mecha ba'avos. We don't accept that at all. We assume that a regular person sitting Shiva is an outright issa malacha in its entirety for the whole period of Shiva. That's what we pass in halacha. Unfortunately, in certain places. So they read the Gemara like the Rashbam. They said, oh, Shiva's only for 3 days. They made up a new institution in America called the 3-day Shiva, because they misread into this Gemara. They didn't read whatever it was. They came with this idea, you don't have to sit Shiva quote unquote for 3 days. That's clearly Shalak Halacha. That's not, the Minhag Yisrael hasn't been that way for thousands of years. We assume Halacha, that the regular dinim of Shiva apply for the entire week. There is no dispensation whatsoever from Halacha. The only chiluk is, if a guy is mamish, mamish, onim, spanish, by tzedakah, so then Chazal gave him a special green light, a special cooler, but under normal circumstances, obviously not. What is considered to be Halacha for these? Oh, that's what we get to. Next thing. What is considered to be malacha for these purposes? So we hear the Gemara compares some of the guidelines of malacha for an avol to the guidelines of malacha for chol hamoed. It's not so surprising that there is a comparison between the two, because the whole malacha was mefachti chagechem ha'evil. So there's definitely some kind of a correlation between the two. So here the Gemara discusses, are the rules really identical? Are they similar? Are they mamash identical? The halachas that govern hilchos malacha, the yisur malacha for an avil, and the halachas that govern hilchos malacha for chol hamoed. So, of course, the most important question is some of the issues relating to davar avid. So, should we say that we know chol hamoed? Everybody knows the first mishnah of Maseches Mekatan tells us that davar avid is mutar. That if a person on chol hamoed is going to experience a great loss, his field is overflowing, or his field has to be irrigated, and they'll irrigate all the crops are going to die. So that's the first mishnah of Mekatan. Mashke beis hashlochem b'moed. If a person has a field that has to be irrigated, and if not, the crops are going to die, so then you're allowed to do that irrigation. So normally, irrigating a field is mamish malachas. Doesn't matter that mishum davar avi, that's going to be mutter. Why is that? Why is davar avi mutter for chol hamoed? That's also big machlokes in Rishonim. So the Rabbeinu Tam held from the fact that davar avi is mutter, that's a raya that the issur malachas only mid the rabbanan. The issur malachas and chol hamoed would have been the araisa. There's no way we would have ever been matir davar avi. Doesn't make any sense. Shabbos does no hetter of davar avi. Yom Tov does no hetter of davar avi. Whoever heard on the level of their eyes to be mat or something, because you're going to lose a few dollars. So Rabbeinu Tam says, you see from here that Malach is Chalam Boed, it will mit Rabbanu. So others disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. Others say that it's true there's an issue of Malach and Chalam Boed, but maybe the goal of Malach is Chalam Boed is to enhance the Chalam Boed. That's why we find certain kulus with certain Tzarchi HaMoed, not all, but certain Tzarchi HaMoed and Mutter, because the issue of Malach and Chalam Boed is different than Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov is an objective issue. Either Lamates Malachas or in Yom Tov Lamates minus a few Malachas, but there's a basic tzura of the Lamates Malachas. On Chol HaMoed, the goal is that Chol HaMoed should be a Yom Simcha, should be a Yom of Chagiga, day of celebration. So if you can have business as usual, that's going to detract from Chol HaMoed. So the guidelines, the Hagadara on Chol HaMoed is whatever enhances Chol HaMoed is good, whatever detracts from Chol HaMoed is bad. So usually going out to work my field detracts from Chol HaMoed. Unless it's going to be a Mokum Dover Aved. Why? Because if it's a Dover Aved, so the Ritva explains in Maseches Mekatan, if you have a Dover Aved, if I don't do the Dover Aved, that's going to detract from my Chol HaMoed. That's Gufa Gerishtia, my Yom. That's going to ruin my simplest Yom. So you're going to tell a guy, don't worry, sit in your Sukkah, enjoy, relax, and you're losing $100,000. The guy's going to be miserable. So that's going to ruin the simplest Yom. So the Ritva says, on Yom, if that happens, tough luck, we can do Yom is Yom. You can't do Komalech Zavet Lasasa, you can't do Malacha. Finished. But on Chol HaMoed, the Torah doesn't say Komalech Zavet Lasasa. The whole mokra for Malachas Chol HaMoed is it's a day of Chagiga, it's a day of Simcha, it's a day of Yom Tov.
But it's not a lamites malachas type of a yontif. So since the whole goal is to enhance the yontif, if every once in a while the not doing malacha will detract from the yontif, so that's exactly what davar avid is. Davar avid means that's a positive thing in davar avid that's going to help you make a yontif even better. So that's according to some, that's the hagadara of malachas davar avid and cholamoy. Whatever it is, lemaisa the Mishnah says mutter. The first Mishnah Mekotan says that malachas davar avid is mutter on yontif. So now the Gemara raises the question: how does that carry over to Hilchas Avelus? Should we say the same thing? Just as the whole dinim learned out from the Chag, Shivas Yom, most of Shivas Yom is Cholamoy, so maybe one could argue that it's mutter to do Malachas Dover of it on Avelus. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says, strangely enough, that even though we're makil on Dover Aved and Cholamoid, we're going to be machmir on Dover Aved for Avelus. Why is that? Why are we so machmir on Dover Aved? So Rishon explained, it's a very simple reason. Because when it comes to Cholamoid, if you're going to aser Dover Aved, then it's going to be aser everybody. Means all the Jews are being noig on Cholamoid right now. So everyone's fields are going to go under. Masha'in Kain, if you're going to aser Dover Aved for an Avel, no big deal. Yeah, I'm going to ask her for the Ovel, but the Ovel could tell somebody else to do it on his behalf. So normally, an Ovel is not allowed to ask somebody else to do Malacha for him, but when it's a Dover Ovid, the Gemara says he's allowed to. Why is that? It makes a lot of sense. Dover Ovid really should have been Mutter. Dover Ovid should have been Mutter on Cholamoid, and it should have been Mutter on Avelis. They should have lifted the entire prohibition of Dover Ovid. The only thing is that on Cholamoid, they had to, because the other option was that everyone's going to suffer loss, because there are no other Jew. All Jews are being noig yontif at the same time. Mashenkin Avelis is one out of 10,000 people who is sitting shiva right now. So he doesn't have to be the one to water his field. He'll ask his friend to water his field for him. So that's what we pass in Halacha. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that a Dover Aved is fundamentally also for an Avel. But if he has a Dover Aved, he can ask somebody else to do it on his behalf. So then, the poskim add on, and what if there is no somebody else? What if the stacha, there's nobody available? So the poskim say, if there's nobody available, then the oval, in effect, becomes a chalamoy. He's the only guy who knows how to irrigate the field. Nobody, everyone else does no farming. So now he's got a $100,000 loss, or he's going to go out, get up from shiva, and go water his field. So the poskim, the Ramah writes, that's also okay. Because fundamentally, Avelus should not have been stricter than Cholamoid. It's really the same. It really should have been the same. It's just that when it comes to Cholamoid, the hands are tied, so we had to be matir. When it comes to Avelus, there was no absolute, nothing compelling us to be matir. So we turned around and we're machmir. We were only machmir to some degree. We're machmir under limited circumstances. But if it's impossible, there's nobody else around, so then the Avel could do it himself. How much do we compare this idea?
Can he do it himself only after the third day?
No, I think he can do it even on the first day.
Kol shiva.
I think so, yeah. We pass him that the Yisra Malach even on the first day is on the Midrash. I think so.
How much do you say the preferentially at Kol Zoydi do it? The
Dover Avid? The Dover Avid, I don't think so. I don't think so. We could have. Once the Chum and Mamater, since you don't always have that option of being Mir Yachum. And even doing things Derech Mir Yachum also would have been also, because whatever you're not allowed to do yourself in Cholamoy, you're not allowed to ask a guy. So the Maestat had to be Mater, once they were Mater, they were Mater, like Amri. This comparison between Malacha, the definition of Malacha on Cholamoy, and the definition of Malacha for Novel, becomes questionable. Just how far do we make this extension? How far perhaps is this extension not right? So in order to understand the details of this, you have to go back to learn Hilchos Cholamoid. We're not going to give a shiur all about Hilchos Cholamoid right now, but one particular nuance of Hilchos Cholamoid that may be relevant. We know Cholamoid is a very, very funny thing. That's what led Rabbeinu Tam to the conclusion that the whole thing is the Rabban. Rabbeinu Tam said, where do we ever find a din min haTorah that if you do it davar avid it's mutter, if it's not davar avid it's also, if it's a tzur harab, if it's a ma'ase hedyon, if it's a very non-professional kind of a thing for the yontif, then it's okay. If it becomes a ma'ase uman, if it's a professional thing, then it's also. But if it's a nefesh for ma'ase uman, then it's tumah. Everything mutter also, mutter. The whole thing is so strange. But then Azam threw his hands up and said, the whole thing is all a midrabban. You can't explain it any other way. And others disagreed. The Bar Plukta of Rabbeinu Tam was his own brother, the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that Malachas Cholamoid is deraisa. Sometimes Buddha, sometimes Zasa, sometimes Buddha, sometimes Zasa. So you have to figure out what the klal is. So there is a question in the poskim about Malachas Cholamoid, which may spill over to Chazavelos. What if you have the following? What if you have something on Cholamoid? It just doesn't quite fit into one of the official halacha categories of Heter. Cholamoid, the starting point of Cholamoid usually is everything's also until proven mutter. Most people in Chol HaMoed think the other way around. But Chol HaMoed, the emes is that everything is really asa. Whatever you can't do on Yom Tov, you can't do on Chol HaMoed, unless it meets one of those criteria. So 90% of the time it meets those criteria. Either it's a davar of it, or it's what's called a ma'aseh hedyot l'tzarech hayom, that the Mishnah says is also mutar. If it's just a very non-professional kind of a thing, and it's going to help you make the Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed a little bit better, so that's okay. So let's say a person wants to turn on the light. So I turn on the light, that's a ma'aseh hedyot. Anyone knows how to do that? And it's l'tzarech hamoed. It's dark in the room, I want to read. So I turn on the light. So that's heter gomer. What if I have a ma'aseh hedyot that's not l'tzarech hayom? What if I have something that's not really necessary? It's not going to enhance the day at all. So then the din is tachanah la to do. That's a favorish in the halacha. That if it's not l'tzarech hayom, that you're not permitted to do that. So the post we have a big machlokes is, what if it's something which is such a very, very light kind of malacha? It's something which you don't even think of malacha. It's not even on your radar screen to call it a malacha. It is officially from the Lamates malachas, but it's something which is just so light, so lack of tircha, so nothing. But such activities also are on Chol HaMoed. That's a shiloh. So what would the din be as follows? Is there an instead of carry on Chol HaMoed? So most of the time, I'm carrying something that I need. You're allowed to carry even yet of things that you need. So 95% of the time, I have my wallet in my pockets, I need my wallet, I need, as I said, my pen, but I'm not supposed to be writing Chol HaMoed. My tissues in my pocket, my safe, I'm pushing my bag. So most of the time, all those things are mutter to carry Chol HaMoed. But if it's not, let's say Chol HaMoed, I have things in my pocket that I bechlal don't need. And I'm walking into Rosh Hashanah, I'm walking to an area where there's no Eruv. Do I have to start emptying my pockets? Well, maybe, yeah. That's a big machlokes there. Some posts can say, you got to empty out your pockets. You can't do anything in Chol HaMoed if it's not officially either Dover Ovei, Tzarech HaMoed, Tzarech HaRab, whatever the different categories of Heterim are. But just stop to think that, well, it's such an easy thing, so therefore it's Mutter. There is no such klal. Another person can disagree. Other person can say that when Chazal Asad Malach, or the Torah Asad, Chazal, whatever it is, Malacha and Chol HaMoed is not the same as a Lamates Malachas, Bechlal, not. The goal of Malachas Chol HaMoed is that it shouldn't shter Yontif, it shouldn't detract from the Yontif. So, B'medev HaMamurim, I shouldn't go out and water my fields, unless it's a Dover of it. Or I shouldn't go and do unnecessary, you know, real work. I shouldn't start writing lists that I don't really need. Those kinds of things should be avoided. Things that are just literally is to press a button. Say, you can do it in Mamash in your sleep, you don't even think about it. So, in Shabbos and Yontif, Shabbos can be Chayv Skila for that. Yontif can be Chayv Malchus for that. But Chol HaMoed, it's Mutter Lagamre. That's what some poskim, right? Another poskim, right? There's no such klal. The problem is, in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, the Gemara says there's no klal at all. The Gemara says, the Rishami says, the Chol HaMoed is one of those areas, one of those few areas of Halacha, where Ein Lamedim Zemizeh. It's very hard to derive one from another. Some things Chazal said is good, some things Chazal said is no, but it's very, very hard to compare. That's why learning Maseches Makot and the Sugyas of Chol HaMoed, it's very difficult Limud, because it's very, very hard to derive things one from another. There are some klal, there are klalim, but the klalim are not as ironclad as they are in other areas of Halacha. And again, the reason being is because Chol HaMoed is a much softer area of halacha. It's more goal-oriented to enhance the yontif rather than saying, usser, usser, usser. It's, you have to look at each case and see, are we accomplishing or are we detracting from our goal? So here, some folks can remember this idea that whatever is a malacha kalash of a kalash, such an easy malacha, nobody thinks twice about, hit the gomer Chol HaMoed. You don't have to ask yourself any questions about it. And others say, who said we have ishtayt such a klal? If you hold that such a klal exists, so then you have a further question, can we extrapolate from that klal to Hilchos Avelus? Because the starting point of the sugya was that Avelus and Chol HaMoed are almost identical. I say almost because they're identical in terms of numbers of days, and they're almost identical, but not quite, because there's a heter of the davar of it by one, not by another, but that may be just because of technicalities, because Avelus, you have the other option of asking somebody else to do it, but fundamentally, the chumras and the kulas really go hand in hand. So those poskim will make the luchas Chol HaMoed, that malachas, a kalas, b'yoser, a mutter, would extrapolate to Avelus also, would say, yeah, Avelus also, whatever malachas the other has to do. So, usually the Yovel's not going outside anyway. But let's say the Yovel's going outside for something, so he doesn't have to empty his pockets. He has no air. He's allowed to carry on Tuesday. He's allowed to carry during Avelus. That's not called an Issur Avelus, an Issur Malacha for an Ophel. And others say, who says that's true? Who says it's true by a Chol HaMoed? Who says it's true by Avelus? Not so simple. I think that the Olam is pretty makel on this on Chol HaMoed. I don't know if too many people who empty out their pockets on Chol HaMoed. Well, let's say people turn on lights. Every time you walk the room and turn on light, you make a cheshbin. I'm turning on the light because it's Tzarech HaYom, and I'm turning it off because it's Dover Ovid. I don't think most people don't think in those terms. So that's a shout. So assuming that if those were Mekel and Chol HaMoed, would probably have a right to be Mekel and Avelus as well. Those would be Nachman, Chol HaMoed probably wouldn't carry over that equation. So from Mitzvah Shem next week, we'll try to talk a little bit more, flesh out some more of the details about what's considered to be Malacha for an Ovid that's also what's not.